The Extraordinary Globe of Tom Babajowski, Episode 3, The Cook Islands.
Here on City Radio.
Greetings, landlubbers. It is I, Tom Babajowski, here regaling you with tales from my time in the Merchant Navy aboard the flaky HMS Crumpet, transporting weird and often dangerous cargo across the globe. Yes, I'm not just the honey-voiced savior of Huron City Radio. I'm a seasoned traveler of the continents of the world. And you know, it was sometime in 81 when we had stopped among the islands of Polynesia. We were on our annual enforced vacation while our captain, Billy Rubin, went off on his two-week bender. And I found myself at a loose end amid the many islands of the South Seas until I heard that the famed Mr. Magoo's Floating Zoo was currently traveling a circuit around the Cook Islands, so I promptly got myself a ticket. I was not disappointed. What a sight! Why, it resembled a mini Noah's Ark. Everything from aardvarks to voles, I think, is the furthest they went down the alphabet. Anyway, as the zoo was closing, one of the baboons on board invited me to partake in a few hands of poker. I couldn't believe my luck. Baboons, no sweet fatty atoms about playing cards. And I was already thinking about what I would buy with my winnings. On a card table below deck, I won the first hand, but from there on in, I lost each time. I tried desperately to read their expressions, but to no avail, while conversely, their primate senses picked up on every tick and twitch I struggled to conceal. As the stakes got higher and my debts increased, I had nothing to lose and went all in. But they did not respond to my bluff, and it was baboons take all. Yes, literally all. Amid screeching, they took everything. My wallet, my ID papers, my watch, my clothes, abandoning me to ponder my naive rashness upon the small island of Rakahanga in just my underpants and socks. The inhabitants were friendly, however, and they provided clothes, food, and shelter. I took in my new surroundings, the turtles crawling on shore, whales swimming in view, and the inland trails peppered with exotic trees bearing fruits I'd never seen before. And that evening, around a fire, I witnessed dancing and music of such rampant jollity that it sent my head into a frenzy of unexpected delight. A new world had opened up inside me. I started to dance in ways my body didn't recognize until mirth rang out from the islanders and realized maybe my dance floor stylings were not as impressive as I thought. Not wanting to appear rude or incompetent, I began to watch closely, especially the Kappa Rima dance of the hands. They beckoned me to join them, trying to teach me the intricate moves. It was difficult, like I was washing my hands in invisible water or swatting imaginary flies. Unfortunately, the more I tried to follow their dexterously articulate stories, the more I floundered. My hands and arms took a life of their own as I responded to this unfamiliar music in my own free-form and, quite frankly, ridiculous way. Well, before long, I was back to making a proper Charlie of myself, only this time, instead of laughing at me, the islanders shook off their tradition and they began dancing as I danced. Oh, what fun we had! Across the sand, everyone danced to their own tune until a blister on my big toe forced me to take respite, and sterilizing a needle in the flame of a candle, I popped said blister and blissfully drained it of pus. Well, night after night we did this, though the strain on my toes reminded me that, joyful and colorful as Rakahanga was, I still had a world to see, and, well, if seduced by this magical place, I would remain, and my feet may not last. I needed to get back to the HMS Crumpet, and I needed my papers. Well, I then got wind that the floating zoo of Mr. Magoo had returned on its circuit of the islands. Playing poker with them would only lead to more woe, but if I could only get them to... Well, they did not seem to recognize me, but one of them sported my jacket, complete with ID papers, still in the inside pocket. They were more than happy with my invite to come ashore and play cards in the sun, and as we played into the evening, the music began, and so did my free-flowing movements, sending cards everywhere. Mesmerized, the baboons could not resist the beat forcing them to move, and Led by my uninhibited mannerisms, they too abandoned the cards and took to the sandy dance floor. What a night of cavorting! Islanders, baboons, all consumed in the revelry of shaking a leg, while I rummaged through the baboons' discarded clothes, found my papers, and took the first water taxi to search for my ship. Well, it took several days to find it, by which time a grumpy captain was ready to set sail, the crumpet now empty of cargo, as he lost it playing craps with a bunch of gorillas. Understand this, people. Never take time to play poker with primates, but do take time to dance to the rhythm in your soul because there isn't really much else worth doing. This is Tom Babajowski bringing the world to your doorstep, or radio anyway. Until next time, fare thee well. In the extraordinary globe of Tom Babajowski, you have been listening to me, Tom Babajowski. The script was by Daniel Williams, with a contribution from Jake Buckley. The opening theme and graphics are by Anson Pavlov. The show was produced and edited by Daniel Williams and is an Albion Media production for Huron City Radio.